George mentioned Francis of Assisi. And to me, he is one of the greatest exemplars of that kind of giving that demands no reward. The giving that has no price tag on it. His is the perfect description of the 12th step of Alcoholics Anonymous. Oh, if we could only relate ourselves to the world around us and to our families as we relate ourselves to the alcoholic we're trying to help. If the phone rings and somebody said, here's a job for you. Do you mind running over and seeing this suffering couple? At any time of the day or night, we go. And on arrival there, we find that the drunk is very obstinate. He says, I don't want any part of this. My wife got you here. Get the hell out. Do we feel rebuffed? Do we feel rejected? No. Not at all. We give the wife what information we can, what comfort we can. We tell her to go to a family group meeting if there's one around. We tell her how she can manage better. And without the least sense of rejection, we come away with a glow in our heart. Then we are called to the next house. And lo and behold, the alcoholic is ready. Ah, says he, you painted a picture of me. Yes, I am one of you. So we take him to a meeting. And there he finds a kindred spirit. Somebody else. Maybe we hardly see him again. In the eagerness of his identification with this new fellow, he neglects us. Us who link him to AA, now saving his life. Do we feel rejected? No. We say, well, how he's getting along, how much 12-step work he does. Maybe he even declares that he doesn't like us. He confesses our sin. Are we affronted? No. We say, he'll get over that, and maybe I have got some sin too. And then we go to the third house. And our friend comes into AA. And that is the beginning of a lifelong companionship between this stranger and the one who made the visit. Well, that friendship was the extra dividend of the kind of giving that demands no reward. We offer what we have, and what comes back is the extra dividend. This afternoon, you will see AA functioning as a worldwide entity, with this same kind of giving that demands no personal reward. And yet the extra dividend of it, which so many of us found in this very place, is just beyond measure. But this sort of giving is not all. There is something else to the AA life. something that I myself have sorely neglected. In the excitement and joy of this giving, and in receiving its rewards, I have too often forgotten that God has supplied me with these blessings. Therefore, this meeting very properly concerns itself with our relation to God. In the giving, we receive meat and drink and great sustenance. But what human being can live on meat and drink alone? Must he not breathe, take in air, if he is to be a going human concern? Well, I like to think of the grace of God as the spiritual air that we breathe, if we will. And prayer and meditation is the means by which we do it. So we are devoting this meeting to breathing in the grace of God. Our first speaker is Jim from Washington. Jim's story appears in the new AA book, second edition. And I suppose the starting of Jim's group in Washington is one of the epics of AA. And Vi, his good wife, has probably sheltered more drunks under her roof than anyone else in AA. It's all right for us to praise our friends. They can take it. I'm not going to eulogize Jim. He can mighty well speak for himself.